Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so thankful you're tuning in today. Hey, we're in the middle of the song series, and I pray that this podcast encourages, inspires, motivates, challenges you, and it jumpstarts your day. Again, we're in the middle of this song series, and some of you know that I grew up in Las Vegas singing to all kinds of different artists. I mean, I grew up singing with Neil Diamond. When I say with, I mean, I'd listen to his records and I'd have shows up in my room pretending I was Neil Diamond. I would sing to Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow. And yes, I said Barry Manilow, Billy Joel, Neil Sedaka, Chicago. I sang to all kinds of different people. And I'd be up in my room pretending I was having a show literally in front of a live audience. I never really got into rock and roll per se until after high school. But when I got into rock and roll, boy, did I get into rock and roll. I remember a band by the name of Van Halen who had a song called Running with the Devil. And I thought about that song for this song series. And I'm not even going to go through the lyrics because the lyrics are pretty much self-explanatory. What I am going to talk about are the things that we think are okay when they're really not as Christians. And I guarantee this is going to offend some people, and I can't be worried about if it offends you. I hope it convicts you more than it offends you. And I'm not preaching to you. I'm not talking down to you. I'm preaching to myself as well. But facts are, we cannot love the world as Christians. We can love the people in the world, and we should love the people in the world. But the things that we run after that are in the world that distract us from an intimate relationship with God, and they get us to run with the devil, to be quite honest with you. And the devil has one purpose: to steal, kill, and destroy. But I don't want to focus on the enemy, because quite frankly, he has no power over us unless we give it to him. But there are so many Christians that are doing so many different things, and they think that it's okay when the Bible strictly forbids it. And they don't want to hear, hey, you need to cut that out. You're running with the devil. Hey, you need to cut out astrology. You're running with the devil. You shouldn't be looking up your horoscope wondering what your day is going to be like, because God is the orchestrator and the creator. He's the one that you should be looking to for advice, for wisdom, for counsel. For all of it, looking to him and his word. Why are we going to astrologers? Guess what? We're running with the devil. There's nothing good that comes from astrology, from our horoscopes. I know people that are living each day, not living each day, but I should say that rely on what their horoscope had to say to them today. You're running with the devil. What about what God has to say to you today? Have you thought about that? Lay down all of this craziness. Get rid of it. You're running with the devil. If you have a problem with alcohol, you shouldn't be drinking. You're running with the devil. If you have a problem with sex, you need to... a sexual addiction, you have to get restrictions on your phone and on your computer so you're not looking at pornography. Otherwise, you're running with the devil. He knows how to tempt you, and he's going to do whatever he can to get after you. We have power over him when we stand on God's word. How can we stand on God's word and a horoscope as well? We can't do it. God said, nothing should come before me. Nothing. There's so I know people that are into all kinds of things and then are going to church on Sunday. And God's saying, am I number one? Because if I'm number two, I'm last. We fail to realize that. And the devil is subtle and he's crafty. And he gets us to think, well, if I read my horoscope, it won't hurt anything. If I go and look at that internet website, no one but me notices. No one's going to know. My friends, your sin will expose you. My friends, your running with the devil in any fashion will take you off the narrow path that leads to heaven. I believe it wholeheartedly. I don't believe that we can be born again and living a duplicitous life. I've always wanted to write a song called Mr. Duplicity. And yes, we all fall short. Yes, we do. But I was convicted about horoscope. I was convicted about astrology. I was convicted about psychics. I have friends that go to psychics and all this other stuff. And God says in his word, don't do it. He says in his word not to do it, yet there's part of us that is running with the devil. And we don't understand that. Some of the music we listen to, on a regular basis, we're putting garbage into our minds. So, I heard about the MTV Music Awards. I remember when Madonna sang like a virgin on the MTV Awards, and everybody thought it was risque. And now, today, that's nothing. Morality has gone out the window, and people are getting more and more evil. And Christians are listening to this garbage, thinking it's okay. And when they do, they're running with the devil. We have to start saying no to all of this worldly stuff. All of it. Some people are watching TV shows that they have no business watching. And they think it has no effect over them at all. My friends, it has an effect on you. Some people, some Christians, they think they can dabble and it's going to be okay. Dabbling leads to destruction. Dabbling leads down the wrong road. Dabbling leads to you taking your focus and attention off of Jesus. You're running with the devil. There's truth in the fact that the enemy is crafty. He knows where to get you. And it's subtle at first. Small compromise here, small compromise there. And then the next thing you know, you're in full bondage. You don't know what to do and you can't get out. Well, my first advice for you, if you're into horoscopes, don't ever read another one, because God says don't do it. If you're into astrology, God says don't do it, so don't do it. If you're into this stuff that you know is taking you away from God and causing you to run with the devil, you have to stop. You have to stop. You just have to make a commitment to stop. Will you fall short sometimes? Yes. Falling short and running with the devil are two different things. We can't do it. We can't keep doing it. It may sound trivial to you that I say, don't read your horoscope. But I challenge you to read what God says in his word before you read your horoscope. I challenge you to spend time in the word versus spending time on the television or the internet. My wife always tells me that my phone is my biggest distraction. And to be honest, my phone has allowed me to run with the devil at times. I have to monitor it. I have to monitor it. I can't let my phone become my God. We can't let anything become our gods other than God. If God is second, he's last. But no, I said, if God, I should reword that. If God isn't first, he's last. My friends, we got to stop running with the devil. It's that simple. Remember, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. If you resist the devil, he will flee from you. If you come near to God, he will come near to you. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.